Now, Rochelle Lloyd is a personal trainer with Flex Fitness Botany and has an online coaching business called Wellness Rocks. She's a bikini athlete and was the overall bikini champion at the 2020 Natural Nationals. And we were chatting sort of off air, my production team and me, about expert topics, and this one came up and we were all pretty enthusiastic. Q&A on weight training today, do's and don'ts, how you should be doing it, why you should be doing it. Let's go to Rochelle Lloyd now. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How challenging is lockdown for you?
I'm quite lucky because I actually have my own setup. It is mentally challenging being on prep, but other than that, I'm all for a challenge.
Yeah, okay. When did you get interested in, do we use weight training and resistance training sort of interchangeably?
They're pretty much the same thing. You're just using weights to add resistance to your training, etc. So it just depends on the style. Like, you can have powerlifting, it's all got sort of resistance in there as long as you're controlling that weight.
Okay, well, how did you get interested?
I was actually studying at UniTech at the time. I was studying dance and I really needed to build strength and lose some weight as well so I could be fitter and stronger. So I decided to join the gym and I found a passion within that as well.
What did you enjoy about it?
Just that it was something that I could continue building on. It wasn't as easy for me as dancing. I had to learn these new things. It was something that I can't explain. Like, the confidence you get from being in there as well, when you see yourself getting stronger, it's amazing for your personal growth.
I introduced you as a bikini athlete. When did you become one of those, and what does that mean exactly?
I started competing, I think it was 2018, and so I compete with New Zealand IFBB, and we go up against a lot of other bikini girls, for example, and they judge us on our symmetry and proportions.
So it's basically, it's the bikini athlete, it just talks about what you're wearing when you perform and when you compete, hey?
Yeah, so we basically just prance around on stage in a bikini after doing like months of hard work in the gym. It's so much fun.
It's quite a big move, to go from somebody who's interested in weight training and seeing some progress to actually putting yourself out there on stage.
Say it again, sorry?
It's quite a big step, isn't it, from going from a personal hobby and something you're doing, I guess, privately into actually going out on stage and competing.
Yeah, I guess everyone has their own journey, and I never actually thought I would be competing at the level I am now. It's not just like a hobby, it's a full-on lifestyle, it's a way of living.
Yeah. Okay, well, for someone who doesn't have that lifestyle, I'm getting some questions coming in via text. Someone says, how should somebody who is totally unfit and has never used weights get started? Any thoughts on that?
Just start with like your basic movements, like squats, deadlifts, anything that is a compound. You don't even have to do it with heavy weights or anything like that. You can do the body weight version if you need to just learn how to do the movement pattern correctly.
What do you mean by a compound exercise?
So you have, for example, for your push, which is like chest, you're doing a bench press. For your back, you could do a lat pull down or a pull up. For your legs would be a squat or a deadlift. They're your bigger movements that require a lot more muscles rather than an isolated movement.
And I guess the question before that is, why should people lift weights? What are the benefits?
There are so many benefits. If you think about it, someone that lifts weights and looks after themselves in the gym, they're more likely to live a longer, healthier life rather than someone who doesn't take care of themselves. It prevents things like osteoporosis, which is your bones weakening when you get older. It helps your heart health. You can live longer. There's just so many benefits to why you should lift weights, but not only that, just working out in general.
Here's a question that's just come in. What weight training should you do to firm up your upper arms?
Anything, really. You can do your bigger movements. If you're trying to get, if it's a lady, for example, asking, and you have, like, the back of your arm sometimes can sag with age, you want to do lots of tricep isolated movements or anything like that. Push-ups, if you're not a member of a gym.
Okay. So push-ups will get the backs of your arms as well as the front. I sort of tend to think of them are they biceps or tricep exercises, push-ups? So I guess you get a bit of everything.
Yeah, a bit of everything. Like where your hand placement is for a push-up, for example, if it's a little bit wider and out, you're going to do more your chest and your biceps. If it's back and close by your body either side, then that's going to do your triceps more. But ultimately, you want to make sure that you're just doing anything to get your body moving and eating in a calorie deficit, and you can tighten up loose skin or anything like that.
Yes, weight training is only part of the picture, right? If you want to get some benefits in how you look, it's not enough?
No, it's only like 20% of the work, I'm sorry.
So what's the formula?
You definitely need to be 80. You've probably heard of like the 80-20 rule or anything else like that. It's quite true. You definitely need to be eating a lot cleaner than you are working out, for example. Like, you can go in and have a half-assed workout, but you've had a long day, but you've still gotten it done. But then if you go sit down and eat a whole tub of ice cream, that's just your whole workout gone. There's no point. So you need to make sure that you're just sticking to a clean diet and not overdoing it. Like having a treat or two a week, but nothing major, is normally okay. But you want to make sure that you are getting enough protein as well.
Someone says on text, you need to learn how to lift correctly. Most people who start lifting weights get injured. It's very important to have a trainer. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, like, it's so important. If you continue to do an exercise wrong over the long term, you are more likely to injure yourself, and that can also lead to muscle imbalances, depending on the way you are sitting into a squat or anything like that. Over time, your muscles could, they get tighter in a certain area, which pulls on your skeletal structure, and that can actually make your bones and joints rub later in life. So proper form is actually so important to make sure that your body isn't being pulled in the wrong way, for example.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I've got a couple of texts from 65 pluses here. One who hasn't done any weightlifting before or weight training before and wants to know what recommendations you've got at that age starting up. And Bron, who's 69, she says she's fairly fit and she does a circuit class, but she's wondering if she needs to be aware of using two heavy weights for her age. Any thoughts on that?
If it feels heavy for her, like, everybody's different, everybody's strength is different. So if she's confident in using it, it really depends on her level of fitness as well. Then I don't see why not. Like, I've seen older ladies on Instagram that are fit and they're lifting like a decent amount of weight. But completely up to the individual. And also, if someone is just starting out at an older age, I would definitely go in, have a chat with a trainer and just take it slow, because they could get sore muscles quite soon. Everyone's different though. But I'd highly recommend with starting maybe 2 to 3 times a week, working your way up slowly and then increasing the level of intensity as the person gets more confident in the gym.
How much would you expect to pay for a trainer if you wanted to do a session with somebody?
That is completely to the trainer's individual experience, their location, their availability, or if someone's struggling as well, most people will give them like concession packs that have a discounted rate. So it really depends, but you could, for an hour, for example, sorry, you could spend at least $60 to almost $120.
Yeah, so not everyone will be able to afford that, but it would be worthwhile having a couple of sessions with someone to set you up, right? Make sure that you are lifting correctly, get a program, and then maybe you can follow your own nose from there.
Yeah, well, for example, like I love to help people, so I normally charge, like, my first clients, they get, like, a dollar per minute deal, for example. Younger girls that come in and need a half an hour session to be confident, I'll only charge them $40. So if the trainer sees someone really needs help, they're more than likely to go out of their way to do what they can to help someone if they have the time on their hands.
Here's a question. Someone asks, why don't I gain muscle even when I lift heavy weights? Any thoughts on that?
How much protein are you eating?
Really?
How much? Yeah, are you eating enough food? There could be, or you're probably not lifting heavy enough. Like, there's so many reasons behind that. Send me a message, mate, and we'll get you on a meal plan.
Yeah, tell me about protein. You're pretty keen on it in conjunction with weight training, are you?
Yeah, like, you got to, and carbs, like, carbs are not the enemy. I just want to make that clear to people that are scared of eating them. As long as you're eating a balanced diet, for example, you could have like 30% protein, 30% fat, and then the rest would be your carb intake. So you're making sure that you're getting enough of your macronutrients, which is the protein, carbs, and fat, into your body for how much. Like, if you're eating in a calorie deficit and you're training heavy, don't expect yourself to gain muscle. You need to be eating in at least just over a maintenance or a good amount of surplus. So when I say that, I mean, if you're body needs 2,000 calories a day to function, to digest food and walk around, etc., you're probably going to need at least 2,500 calories to help build muscle.
Okay. If you're having protein powder in a smoothie or something like that, when do you tend to have it?
I have like 2 scoops of protein a day. I have one in my oats in the morning and then one after my workout. Some people have like 3 to 6 scoops a day. They're crazy, but they're also the male bodybuilders, they need a lot more protein. So they have to have a lot to get it in because they can't get enough of just meat or vegetarian substitutes, etc.
But most of us listening who aren't going to compete and aren't looking to, into competitions, it's just a matter of making sure you're having enough protein that if you're doing work on your muscles, that they've got something to feed on when they're rebuilding, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Like, your intake just won't be as high as a bodybuilder's, for example. Like, everybody's unique in their own way. For example, you probably still would need a lot of calories to just function on a daily basis, but if you were just eating clean and not actually working out so much, you could see a change in your figure.
Okay. First of all, how many times a week and how long for a workout would you recommend?
Everyone is different. It really depends on the individual and their goals. That's probably going to be the one thing I'm going to say the most because it is so true. For a beginner just starting out, I'd recommend they can do anywhere from 3 to 5 times. If they are, like some of my clients that have come in and they've had even just one session with me, they're sore and for like a whole 2 weeks and they're scared to come back. So it really depends on how your body adjusts as well. I work out.
Well, let me put it another way, Rochelle, if I can. If you've just tuned in, I'm talking to Rochelle Lloyd about weight training. She's a bikini athlete. She's a personal trainer with Flex Fitness Botany, and she's got an online coaching business called Wellness Rocks, ROX. I guess maybe the question people want answered is, what is the minimum I can do in a week to start seeing some changes, either in strength or appearance?
If you're still in lockdown, you can be doing like your 30-day squat challenges or something like that. I know it sounds silly, but as long as you're just focusing on using your muscles, controlling the movement, this is for people who don't have any equipment at home, that can help. So it's all about mind-muscle connection, contracting the muscles. Even just to get your body moving, when you add weight to the movements, you could like hold a bucket of water or something, that is going to add more pressure onto the muscles and that can help grow faster. But definitely try to do something every day if I was you. Your body is made to move, so why not make it? Even if you're having an active rest day, going for a walk and having a stretch, that is helping the muscles recover as well.
Can I just share something while I remember, which is that like most blokes, or like a lot of blokes in the early 40s, I started getting a sore back often when I rolled out of bed in the morning, or if I sat down for too long on the couch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And actually, when I started doing a bit of weight training, the sore back disappeared. And I've got a theory it's because, and I wasn't, you know, trying to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger or anything. I just wanted to get my body moving and get a bit of strength. And I reckon that was the secret for me, that just getting a bit of that kind of core strength, even if you couldn't see it, maybe just started making the old body work a bit better.
I was definitely, that was going to be, core strength was the second thing I was going to say. The first thing I was going to say, do you stretch? Also, if you are driving to and from work every day or sitting down in the office, you're going to get tight hip flexors, hamstrings, glutes. So all that tension will be pulling on your lower back and stuff like that as well. So making sure you do stretch out those muscles can help to prevent a sore lower back.
It's a real problem for people my age, and I reckon in particular guys. Do you recommend warming up before a weight session?
Always. Don't just jump straight into a workout, because that is when you're going to tweak your back or something like that. You should be preparing your body for what it is about to do. So if you're going to go do heavy squats, go and do like 30 or so body weight squats and 30 glute bridges. It doesn't have to be weighted. It can be body weight, but you're getting the body moving and allowing it to, forgotten the word now, but you're getting it to prepare and muscle memory, that's the word I'm looking for. You're getting it to like remember what it is about to do and firing up the muscle fibers so that it, when you go and do the heavier weight movement, it already knows it's there.
You talked about the brain body, was it the brain muscle connection earlier? Can you talk to us a bit about that?
So the mind muscle connection is basically when you are actually, I think it's not passively, I think is the word. I need a dictionary in front of me. When you're actually in there and doing it with intention rather than just going through a movement and not thinking about what muscles are working. So as you are doing an exercise, you should be focusing on what muscles are actually contracting, focusing on that squeeze, and then controlling the rest of the movement back through. So getting inside of the muscle like that is actually going to allow you to grow muscle more, rather than if you're just doing it and not really caring about what you're doing.
It's funny, just by thinking about which muscle you're trying to work will actually have an impact, have an effect, won't it?
When you connect with the muscle fibers that way, you're firing up a lot more, and it's going to help you to gain strength in all the right places rather than an imbalance in one leg.
Do you recommend splitting your weight training between different parts of your body?
If you're just a beginner and starting out, you could do like a full body and then an upper and a lower split. I know some people who only come in and do like full body maybe 3 times a week, and that works for them in their lifestyle and they do see changes. For someone like me, I do like 3 to 4 leg sessions a week, and then I do 3 upper body sessions a week.
Yeah, but you know, you're you, right? I mean, I don't need to worry about putting a bikini on and wandering out onto the stage and being judged and scored. I just want to have a normal human body.
you could get away with 4 to 5 times a week easy. Like, yeah, the average working male or female who has a family at home, that's probably the most they're going to get as well. So don't stress yourself out. Like, you can do a few basic things, apply progressive overload, and still see changes and results for where you want to head to for your desired physique, you know.
Do you struggle with motivation?
I do sometimes, yeah. It's not about motivation, though. It's about being dedicated to myself and wanting better and wanting to live longer and be stronger. So there's days that, like, I'm not always motivated, but it's about getting past it. And because once you've done the exercise, you've got endorphins kicking around, so that's a natural happy hormone. Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, have you got any tricks to sort of getting yourself off the couch and working out? Like, do you any particular sort of suggestions?
During lockdown or just in general?
No, just in general, yeah. Would you rather just stay in bed for another half hour?
There's plenty of days where I want to do that. But I guess I don't like feeling like I'm not doing anything. So I definitely used to lay things out the night before, like put my clothes out or have things ready to go. Have a routine, like write a plan what you're going to do so you can get excited for it. Put your favourite music on rather than just sitting on social media. Like, get up and actually start moving your body.
Good.
Yeah. Try to avoid your phone. Yeah, within an hour of waking up, and I promise you things will change for you. Because when you actually wake up, within the first, like, 10 to 30 minutes, you're programming your brain with what you want for the day. So if you jump straight on social media, you're programming your brain with all of that.
Good tip. Thank you, Rochelle. Rochelle Lloyd, personal trainer with Flex Fitness Botany and online coaching business Wellness Rocks. Thanks for your advice today.
Thank you.